The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
With one, Harper for the win. Got it! Let's go!
Awesome.
Brian, it's a great finish. It's awesome.
Let's go! How many let's goes is just enough let's goes? And also, Chase Claypool's point in a round the horn investigation. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
God, it's great.
Let's go. I mean, it was 13. 13 let's goes. That's what you get for being number one in your own house. How the Minnesota Vikings can feel after a win like last night. They had a 29-point lead in the third quarter, nearly letting it get away. And because it's Vikings Steelers, it came down to the last couple of plays. Minnesota emerging. The 5 seconds or so Pittsburgh lost when they couldn't get the ball set with a half a minute left after Chase Claypool got the first down, was pointing that he got the first down, and the ball got knocked away. Oof. That's tough to think about as well. Bill Plaschke, around the horn to you. Do you have more faith, less faith, or the same amount of faith in the Vikings after last night?
I can't believe you'd even ask that. It has to be more faith. I know they nearly blew the game, but they didn't. They won the game, their third win in 5 games against teams with winning records. I know that they nearly blew a 29-point lead, but they didn't. They gained 242 yards rushing. The holes were huge. 5.1 yards before contact throughout the whole game. And again, they struggled in the second half. But when it came time to make the big play, which they haven't done in the final minutes of any game this year, Harrison Smith made the huge play in the end zone to save the game for them. Kirk Cousins had his worst game of the year. Thielen didn't play. They still had a 29-point lead. They still won the game.
There's more faith than the Minnesota Vikings because they're still in the hunt. Sarah Spain, same question to you. More faith, less faith?
That's playing the result there on Harrison Smith, saving them with one peanut punch after a disastrous second half. You talked about the holes. That Steelers defense had more holes than a Frank Isola argument for why an NBA free agent should always pick the Knicks. I haven't something that ridiculous. This is not a representation of the Vikings being successful. They were against a team that was already ranked third against in the league in opponent rushing. So they took advantage of that. Good job on that. And then in the second half, couldn't. They had an average of, I think, 1.5 yards before contact in the second half. They stopped pressuring Ben Roethlisberger. They got into a prevent style, and they nearly blew it again. This team can't finish. Just because of one Harrison Smith peanut punch, they were going against the Steelers team that couldn't defend, that wasn't effective, and so they...
Right. Save the rest for your 30 for 30 doc on this. I can't believe how passionate you guys are about Minnesota over Pittsburgh.
They finished.
Harry, I want to get to you in a second, but I have to invite Mr. Frank Isola into the program to pick up the pieces of his life after what Sarah just did.
Yeah. Sarah's mad because I'm a Washington spirit animal. That's why. You know, Bill has two football teams in L.A., and thankfully he's paying attention because he happens to be 100% right. They ran the ball, number one. They were up 29. I get it. The second half, that was a prevent defense and a prevent offense, but they won the game. That was their job. They're in it. And you look at the results that they've had this year. They've been this close to being a good team. They're also about this close to being a really bad team. That was a good win for them last night.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on how Frank put it together on Sarah, going with a slight NWSL dig. I don't know if I even followed it too much. All right.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
Harry Lyles Jr. Back to maybe the football game from last night. More faith or less faith in the Vikings after what you saw?
I mean, I guess you could have a little bit more faith, but I think you can at best be cautiously optimistic. I mean, Frank, you kind of said it. This has been their story all year. And just because this one went right for them, I don't necessarily think that we need to put more chips in that bag. If anything, Vikings, they should feel relieved. You were 4 days removed from losing to the winless Lions. And then you had a monster first half, looking like the team that we know you can be. And you still came out in the second half and almost blew it to a Steelers team that's got plenty of their own problems as well. So I think, if anything, there should be relief and cautious optimism there for Minnesota.
Chase Claypool is getting killed for his first down point today, all right? Again, a half a minute left, and you need every second, right? And so he points, Now, Claypool has admitted he did pull it, but he also said Kendricks is the one who knocked the ball away, and that's where they lost all the time here. Frank, how do you think Mike Tomlin should handle all this?
Come on. Come on, Tony. You make that play in that time, you sprint and put the ball down on a hash mark, and you get ready to play. The fact that he's trying to assign blame to somebody else. And to me, if I'm Mike Tomlin, Mike Tomlin's a terrific coach, but this organization has let go of the rope. Look at what happened last night in terms of all the rushing yards they had. Troy Aikman is saying, I've never seen holes that big, and he had Emmitt Smith as his running back. And this is an organization that was known as the Steel Curtain. So from that standpoint, being, you know, out physical, they were terrible from that department. But that play right there tells you so much about this team. People talk about winning plays. That is a losing play by Chase Claypool.
Sarah Spain, how did you see it?
Yeah, that was preceded by a missed block and another play. I mean, this was a culmination effort for Claypool, but he's right. Yep. Hendricks did it. So give him the points for knowing the game situation. He's trying to slow you down because you're the moron who's not going fast enough in that situation.
Right.
So he
That's
didn't
right.
blow the lead. Like, the entire team's responsible for blowing the lead, but in that moment, he needed to know better.
Well, the team didn't blow the lead, Saren, by the way. They did not blow the lead. They finished. The Vikings won. That's the end of that argument. But as far as Claypool is concerned,
they still blew the lead because they didn't win by 29. They blew the lead and then won by less than 29.
They didn't not have the lead, though. I'm agreeing with Bill Plaschke here. Please.
They never blew the lead. They never blew their lead. Anyway, Claypool should have been benched. He taunted earlier in the game. It was totally his fault. I saw it in real time. I thought, what's he doing? That's an example of how, again, celebrating goes at it way out of
hand. Miles, I think everyone agrees Mike Tomlin is as good a coach there is in the NFL. For his team to have a player do this in the key moment of a game, how do you think he handles it today?
I think there's definitely going to be some discipline there. I don't like that Claypool tried to place blame when, hey, man, if I'm your teammate and I see you doing that as well in that situation, I am going to try to come to you and get the football as well. He needs to take blame for this one, and Tomlin will make sure he does what needs to be done.
All right, let's talk Sunday now. A couple nominees for best game on the schedule. I'm going to throw out Bills Buccaneers right here. Buffalo immediately going on the road on a short week after the home field disadvantage and the win knee loss and getting Belichicked to draw their other old nemesis, Tom Brady. Harry Lyles Jr., around the horn to you. What do you expect from the Bills, and is this a must-win game?
I kind of is a must-win game, and I don't really like saying that because aren't they all must-wins, right? But I will say this with the Bills. I think that we are going to see a lot of what they've been this year, right? They're going to play good defense. They're not going to really be able to run the football, and from the rest of that point, it's a surprise of what you're going to get from them on offense. I do think one thing for them that is going to be big in this game is to see truly what the loss of Tre'Davious White is going to be. This has been the number one pass defense in the NFL. They're going up against the number one passing offense in Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, a guy who knows them well. We're really going to see how that injury is going to affect them moving forward on this game.
Frank Isola, is this a must-win game for Buffalo?
I think it is, and just in terms of their performance, though, because they look like they were left in pieces by Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, and you heard what their head coach said after the game. They look completely lost. What would concern me about Buffalo, they've had losses this year where they've scored 16 points against Pittsburgh, 6 against Jacksonville, and 10 points on Monday night against New England. You know, we were looking at Josh Allen before the season, same way as Lamar Jackson. Maybe these guys can be MVP candidates. What has happened to Buffalo's offense? That's a major concern, but they look rattled mentally, and now they got to face Tom Brady, who's got a lot of connections, obviously, to the Patriots.
Bill Plaschke, must-win game for Buffalo?
Yes, it is. And then they're facing Tom Brady, but they've also only allowed 8 passing touchdowns this year.
Yeah, no.
They have the best defense against the pass. Brady will pass the ball. I think it'll be a shootout. And I think Allen, if you look at his record, he really doesn't have 2 terrible games in a row in the last 2 years. He's always had a bounce-back game. This will be a bounce-back game for them. They're not going to be able to run the ball. It'll be a shootout. In great weather, I think Buffalo comes back after the horrible loss and wins it.
All right, I didn't even ask for a pick yet. There we go. There, the Plaschke's already throwing. It's already over. Sarah Spade, when you think about the Bills after the loss they had Monday night, coming back immediately and getting Tampa in the position they're in right now, what do you think their play is?
It's a tough matchup because, to Bill's point, they haven't had those back-to-back bad losses, but they usually haven't had back-to-back opponents like this. There are some openings there for the shootout that he predicted. The Bucs often blitz. The Bucs' bad pass defense allows for Josh Allen to get some of those explosive plays, and they have to rely on that because they're certainly not going to find the ever-elusive balance they've been looking for with the run game with that second-ranked Bucs rushing defense. I think the thing to look at when you ask if it's a must-win is that they still have left on their calendar the Panthers, the Jets, and the Falcons. So, yes, while this would drop drop them into a very precarious position in the wild card race and the playoff hunt. They've got a couple should-be wins on their schedule that they can look
to. And they still have another game against New England, right? I mean, the margin of that loss last week was not huge, and they still have the division in play. We already got Bill's pick, Harry Lyles Jr. What decides this game? Who you got?
It's going to be Tom Brady and the Bucs. He knows this team. He's torn them down for years. He's going to do it again.
Bill, they scored 6 points in the good weather against Jacksonville. You completely glossed over that. It'll be Buffalo will play better, but Tom Brady will find a way to
win. It'll be pretty high scoring. The Bucs will win.
You've been warned. Take a break right here. We would like to acknowledge the sudden and tragic death of NFL great and wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. This was just sad news for the entire sport. 4 Pro Bowls and a Super Bowl where he had a record 13 catches. And, of course, along with Tim Tebow, one of the greatest plays in NFL history, 80 yards to the house to walk off a playoff game. Remembrances from his teammates, fans, and those involved in the many charities and community work he's done, revealing a man who lived beautifully and gracefully off the field. Peyton Manning called him a better person than player. He was a Hall of Fame player in Manning's estimation. His light was so bright in his retirement video just this past summer. Demaryius was to turn 34 Christmas Day. May his soul rest in peace and his spirit carry those who mourn him.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
There are guarantees, and then there are guarantees. Mike McCarthy's, we're going to win.
We're going to win this game. I'm confident in that.
So that was earlier this week. And then Ron Rivera's response to Julie Donaldson on Washington's team website. Big mistake. You do that for a couple reasons. One is you want to get in our head. And he would say that that's not happening. And secondly, he's trying to convince his team. So again, I think that's another mistake. Dallas, 2 games up in division. Washington and Heineke, 4 straight wins over Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, and Derek Carr. But Bill, first for the guarantee and then the big mistake. Tete-a-tete. Who are you with here?
You came to me for guarantees. You came to the right place, Tony. We're going to win this game. That is a guarantee. That is a legitimate guarantee that you never, almost ever hear from a head coach. We're going to win this game. He's trying to convince his own team. That's clear. But he did guarantee. This is a guarantee. I know guarantees.
Sarah Spain.
It's a stumbled into it guarantee. A real guarantee is when Plaschke says it's over. And then, of course, nothing has ever been over after he said that. But, I mean, to me, it's still a risk. And so I'm on Team Rivera. I do think it's a mistake. You give the other team some impetus. And say that stuff behind the scenes to your team if you need to convince yourself.
Harry Lyles.
Yeah, I'm buying with what Ron Rivera is saying here. I mean, like, this is a guarantee, but, I mean, he kind of said it in, like, passing. It wasn't, like, really trying to assert dominance. I think that was more for the Cowboys and their confidence than it was for anything
and
else.
And Frank Isola.
Remember, Bill Plaschke guaranteed the Dodgers. He guaranteed the Lakers. He guarantees everything. I love what Ron Rivera
said. And they both won.
But I've always said
not this year.
The last story that we've never seen in sports is someone guaranteeing a loss. You know that deep down they think it. No one's ever said it publicly. I'm waiting for that story.
Bill, you like to make any guarantees right now? Looking at your score, you might be. All right. How is this game won, Frank Isola? I just mentioned. what Washington's done the last month, the quarterbacks they've beaten, again, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr. Go ahead, Frank. How's this game won?
Running the ball for Dallas. That's how you have to win. Mm-hmm.
Pollard is in some sort of injury, and so is Ezekiel Elliott. Are they going to be able to run the ball? Give me a little bit more, Isola, here. What are we doing here?
Well, that's the key. I don't want to put too much pressure on Dak Prescott because I still don't think he's close to 100%. The way they win this game, the way they always win big games, is running the ball.
Harry Lyles, how's this game won?
We got a couple of bottom five passing defenses, so then it comes down to the quarterback, and I'm taking Dak Prescott over Taylor Heineke.
That's a prediction. Sarah Spain, how about you?
Yeah, I disagree with Frank. Washington 8th in defensive DVOA against the rush, but 30th against the pass. When you've got a guy like Dak, you've got to go with the pass when your rushers are injured.
Flash.
What Frank was trying to say was that Pollard tore his plantar fascia and Elliott's 51 yards or less the last six games. Dallas has no rushing. Heineke's 70% passing or more in the last three or four straight games, I believe it is. That's how they win.
So you've got Washington. And is that a Flashkey guarantee?
That's a guarantee. It's over. And I can't believe you penalized me for something that happened.
Good. I got Dallas.
Oh, I can't believe I'm penalizing you for things you said wrong years ago. I absolutely could believe it. We'll move on. Georgia Tech 57, UConn 44. Huskies' first loss to an unranked team in 9 years. Georgia Tech was a Sweet 16 team last year. They rolled them in the fourth. Beckers, Fudd, both out. UConn down to three guards. Here's Gino Auriemma.
I don't think it's going to get fixed. I really don't. I mean, I've been doing this a long, long time. You know, coaches are supposed to be optimistic. You know, we're supposed to be eternal optimists. I think, you know, I'm too old to be an optimist. I'm a realist.
And I'm a realist. UConn still had 7 5-star and 1 4-star recruits on the floor last night, including starting 4 seniors. So Sarah, buy or sell Auriemma's realist view?
It works in 2 ways. Number one, it gets the media and casual fans to not expect so much out of a team that isn't the dominant team in women's basketball anymore, and that takes some pressure off him. And two, it motivates his players. This is how he has always operated. He said he's been doing this forever. We've been watching you do this forever. This is how you try to get your players fired.
Aaron?
Yeah, I'm selling this. This is a motivational tactic by Gino Auriemma. But, hey, can we give the Bees some credit? Georgia Tech was in the Sweet 16 last year. This was a good basketball team. They deserve credit.
Frank, when you hear a coach who has 7 5-star recruits still on the floor saying, you know, this is a realist view that we're never going to fix this, what do you hear?
Well, they were outscored 18-5 in the fourth quarter, and that's Paige Becker's time. So I think he knows his team better than anybody. I think this is a bit of Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Larry Brown kind of coaching your team through the media. But I also think it speaks to the parity now in college basketball. The product, the talent has been much better.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, this is classic Gino. Talk to me January 27th. Becker should be back by then. They play South Carolina. That'll be the game of the year at that point. Then we'll see how they
now
are.
He's a doctor.
He's setting it all up for that. He's just the typical sob story, Gino.
Okay, so you have Beckers back. That would be right on the timeline, 6 to 8 weeks. First game back. Look at you. You got the best team in the country.
Get out of there.
We're going to move on. Buy or sell three. NCAA coordinator of referees sending a memo out to all referees going into bowl season. Refs should whistle the Kenny Pickett-type play dead. So that's an immediate reinterpretation of the rules on fake slides from quarterbacks. In the memo, it said you can't review it, though. So, Harry, is this the right decision to immediately rule this dead?
This is the right decision. I do think that both things can be true, right? The fact that Kenny Pickett was able to pull that off without injuring himself and selling it in the way that he did was impressive. And the other part of this is, yeah, you shouldn't be able to take advantage of a rule that is meant to protect you. And then when you do that, puts the defense in an unwinnable position. This is the right decision.
Right, guys, Sola?
I still remember a Giant 49er game where it looked like Montana was going to run out of bounds and he head up the field when the players let up a little bit. But that play right there, if you allow that to happen, some poor quarterback is going to get smoked as he goes to slide. The college football needs to do something.
Bill Plaschke?
I understand the rule. It's very important. How are they going to adjudicate it? If a guy just has a twinge, if a guy has a little slip, you're going to call the ball dead? It has to be reviewed. It has to be the kind of play where they let the play go, then somebody in the booth says, wait a minute, something's funny here, then they review it. That's the only way you can adjudicate
it. Sarah Spain.
The problem with that then, Bill, is that the defensive players have to then react as if they believe that upon a replay they might get the play called back instead of acting in the moment. This is already incredibly difficult because it's a subjective call and it happens in the moment. And that one we just saw might be the closest you'll ever get to not being sure, but in more egregious cases,
we
you have
it.
To call it.
It's happened before. We've seen it before. We've never seen it before this good.
Yeah.
Bill Plaschke, Harry Lyle scoring not reviewable.
I'm going to watch Marino Sarah. This is fun.
It's over. It's a guarantee. Spain, Isola. They have spirit.
I guarantee.
And they have a red star in Showdown next.
Four of them.
My girl Rodman.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Truly hard showdown here. Frank Isola, Sarah Spain, NCAA Coach of the Year. Jim Harbaugh over Fickell and Aranda and Tucker and Kirby and Saban. Sarah, Harbaugh's coach you would have awarded Coach of the Year?
Huge argument for Fickell here, but I think with the schedule, with the conference, less than 1% chance of making the postseason and the preseason, I think it's a good honor for Harbaugh.
Frank?
Come on, Jim Harbaugh is a terrific choice. However, Luke Fickell coaches at Cincinnati. They're undefeated. They went on the road and won at Notre Dame. And by the way, they're in the college football playoff, for crying out loud. Cincinnati, that's your coach of the year. Come on, guys.
Sarah, obvious. I'm sure you might say the scoring in the show is Fickell, but it's Fickell. Points. Ooh. Frank Isola, showdown two. Ooh. Oh, I love this story. Third straight week, number one going down immediately after getting number one. Purdue waited like 100 years to be number one. They lost it after 39 minutes and 59 seconds, and I love this call.
Two with one. Harper for the win. Got it! Let's go! Let's go! Harper Jr. Let's go! Game winner at the buzzer. Let's go!
Four.
And Rutgers upsets number
Let's
one.
Go! Five, six.
To six.
That's Jerry Recco and Austin Johnson. Austin Johnson with the let's goes there on the call. Frank, how many let's goes is that worth? Beating number one.
Great moment. By the way, that's the son of five-time NBA champion Ron Harper. It once took me seven let's goes to get my kids up, so I have no problem. He should have kept going and going until
jokes.
They went to commercial.
Okay, Sarah?
I was going to say 30 let's goes in honor of the number of points that Ron Harper Jr. had in the game, but far be it for me to correct that call. They nailed it. Exactly the number of let's goes was exactly what was deserved.
Even with the dad joke, Frank Isola takes on the face.
There we go. Let's go!
Let's go!
Tis the season for car commercials. Every time you turn on the TV, someone's waking up. There's a car in their driveway. The other day, I woke up to something better in my driveway, a dumpster. And you know what I did with it? I got rid of everything in my house that wasn't nailed down except for my dog. Our couch is gone. We watch TV standing up like we're in a bar. You want to cleanse your mind, cleanse your body, cleanse your house. Get a dumpster. Get rid of everything. That's what I did.
Donate stuff, too. Don't just throw it out.
Isola sparking joy. All right, that's our week, guys. Let's go!
It's an upset.
Let's go!
Let's go! Let's go!